Good afternoon, 2:23 p.m., April the 16th, Monday. Interesting night, interesting day. Kids had spring break all week last week, and of course, today the teachers have furlough day. So there's no school today. So I've had the whole family home again today. Yeah. I got some editing done. I didn't walk yesterday. I was just being lazy. The day really did get away from me. I should have gone early in the day. I didn't go. And then later in the day, in the middle of the afternoon, I just lazed out. And I felt bad about it. So in spite of the fact that I didn't go at 7 o'clock this morning like I planned, it's 2:23 in the afternoon. I'm walking now, damn it. And I'm talking now. I got to do some lawn work. I got to do some yard care. I've got to go saw up a bunch of wood. I have to dig up some sprinkler heads. Yeah, wicked fun. I'm not going to do that today either. Maybe tomorrow. But having everybody at the house means that water's running. People run up and down stairs. People yelling and screaming, carrying on. So, not a lot's happening today. I did get the edits back from J.R. Blackwell on the Bulldog story, and I made a couple of oops on some of the character races. Notably, there's a slug that I kept referring to as his or him, and I said that he had three eye stalks. No, he has one large eye centered in the middle of his forehead, in the middle of his face, and he has moving mouth parts. Yeah, so yeah, not so much eye stalks. I don't know where I get the eye stalks. It's a cute little picture of him. I even, the description and the whole bit. You just thought I would have been able to get that, but duh. Caught up in the moment. Completely blew it off. So we got to fix that. I did fix that. There are a couple other minor edits that needed to be reviewed. But I turned that around in just an hour. It didn't take very long at all. I also haven't finished editing the Divine Inspiration story yet. It's on my netbook, and I left the netbook in the car. So, excuses everywhere, none of which are very much weight. Oh, hush the hell up. Oh, Mr. Pete. This is the other reason why I need to go in the morning. Get out before the dogs. So it's a racing day, interesting day. I'm trudging along. Honestly, I don't really have a lot to say today. I'm not feeling great. It's the stuff swimming around in my head. I don't really have a good way to describe it. It's very odd. I recognize it, and I'm pretty sure it's, you're going to have to write something soon or your head will blow up kind of feeling. I don't know. We'll see. I said 65. I wonder if that was an understatement. It seems, now that I've been walking for an hour, it seems a lot warmer. Because I'm not wearing my big parka today, I'm just wearing a sweater and a jacket, windbreaker. So, could be that it's just a pleasant day and I've worked up a sweat because I'm trying to walk along quite swiftly so that I can get back. Time, tick-tock. For some reason, time. Part of it is the punchline in the Divine Inspiration story is about clocks. It's about tick-tock. It's about having time. It's about having all the time in the world. It's about how we think about time and how we think about our lives, how we think about what we do. I tried to explain it to somebody today. It was an interesting conversation. So a blasphemy in three acts. Oh, pretty trees. No, I'm not OCD. ADD. I may be both, so I don't know. Around the 13th century, the churches, in order to have a better handle on prayer, instituted bells in their church towers so that the monks and other religious people would know when it was time to pray. So morning, evening, noon, the bells would ring. Now before that, time was measured by how long it took to do something. It was how long did it take to shear a sheep? How long did it take to milk a cow? How long did it take to clean out a stall? Because what we did and how we thought about what we did was governed by what we were doing. And in the 13th century, when people started listening to the bells, they stopped listening to their hearts. And I think I've talked about this before. I will wait for this car to get out of the way. You've got cars everywhere. I'm not going to argue with multi-ton steel. Alright, here we go. So time, tick-tock. We have to be at a certain place at a certain time. It's time and space. Immutable. It takes so long to make the walk. And it's not going to be half as long today just because I want it to be half as long. It could be twice as long, but there's a certain inelasticity below a certain level. I can cover the ground faster if I use a vehicle, but I can't really cover the ground faster on my feet beyond some minimum time. And the rate that I go governs how long it takes. So time and space become rather synonymous when you add velocity. God. Shut the hell up. You can tell I'm in a cranky mood today because that just pissed me off. Beyond the irritation of it, beyond the, oh good, more barking dogs in the audio track, it was, oh, for crying out loud, don't bark at me, you stupid animals. I'm walking by outside. And like, how would they know? I don't know. So yeah, I'm feeling the fact that I've missed 2 days in the last week. My hips hurt today. I'm not even all the way home yet. Haven't even made the long eastern turn. They already hurt. Oh well. That's what I get. I took a day off and I don't have to pay for it. Keep hoping I'm going to get part three of the book in. That'll give me excellent, excellent work. And part of the reason that I haven't started anything is because of that. It's like, I know as soon as I get stuck in, I'm going to have to stop. I'm going to have to go deal with this other thing. It's going to be a pain in the ass, but it'll be in a good way. So I need to finish the Divine Inspiration story. Get that up online. I'll put it up for 99 cents. I think it's like 9,000 words, 8,000 words, something like that. This is short. Try to decide if I want to narrate it, send it off to somebody. I'll narrate it, just put it on my feed. I'll throw it onto this feed one day. Surprise you. 1,000 words is a little more than a half an hour, so yeah, I could do. I have to do a limitable domain. I also have to get some lines for, two sets of lines, actually, for J. Daniel Sawyer before the end of the month. Today's the 16th, so I'm hoping I'm going to get some quiet time. I'm hoping I'm going to get some time in my head here. And there's one nice thing. And so once, among several things, but that was one very telling part of the retreat. And as happy as I was to come home, to be able to sleep in my own bed, to be able to drink my own coffee, to work on my full-size keyboards, to have a full network connection again. In truth, being stuck in a room where really all I could do was write was heavenly. I had to write. I had stuff to do. I had deadlines to meet. I had stories that just flowed from my fingertips because I was away. I was there to do it. I hate to think I have to spend $300 a month in order to get that. I'd have to go to the office, which is going to be a problem because I still have all of the demands because I'm the boss now. And that's not going to stop people from saying, oh, well, could you go in a little late today? Could you come home a little early today? Could you not go in today? Could you, whatever. Because having an office isn't really the right answer. At least, not that kind of office. I need to think about this a little bit more. There's a lot of stuff I'm having to think about. I went to my therapist this morning and I was like, I felt very odd. And it was a kind of one of those off-balance sessions, but no, I'm okay. I got some stuff to talk about for next week. A blasphemy in three acts. You start listening to the bells, you stop listening to your heart. Tick-tock, tick-tock. I have some other characters. I don't know where they come from or where they're going. They sort of appeared. Roland Marx is okay. He's over in the J.R. Blackwell universe. I'm probably going to come back and talk with him later. I thought his name was supposed to be Roland Depp, but it turns out to be Roland Marx. That's his name. I didn't know. I do now. His right-hand assistant is Dixie Moondust. Interesting character in her own right. And I have these other characters. Natalia Jasmine. I'm not quite sure where she comes from. She's stuck in a backwater. On the run from the law. And slowly working her way up to redeem herself. I'm not quite sure how this all works. It seems like there's a story there somewhere. And maybe that some of these people will show up in the new series from Ishmael, or maybe I'll be part of a Pip story that I'll write. Not Philippa Valentine, but Philip Carstairs. Because he's got some stories to tell, too. Tick-tock, tick-tock, tick-tock. Tick-tock. Time measured in paces. time measured in how long it takes to get from here to there and back. Tick tock. Blue sky today. I haven't seen blue sky for a while, in part because I haven't been out, but it hasn't been blue. There's been a lot of cloudiness about. There's been a storm blow through for the last several days. A lot of instability in the upper atmosphere. And it's put high thin clouds, sometimes low thick clouds, fed thunder showers, made tornado watches here for a while. It's been a busy few days. I didn't have the clock to tell me it's time to write, to tell me that it's time to stop writing because I've got to do something for someone else. Tick-tock. I've got so many stories. And I'm only already almost 60. Tick-tock. How much longer? I mean, I'm already having trouble with my eyes. I'm going to have to go get them checked, see if my cataracts are ready to be harvested. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. That wasn't my daughter sitting with a friend smoking the other day, thank heaven. As far as I can tell, she's not one of those people. I don't know that I would be able to tell for sure, but it's the thing about smoking. There's no smoker in the house, so any kind of smoke would stand out. Tick-tock. 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 It's a girl on a swing. Swinging back and forth, up in the air and down. Tick-tock. Tick-tock. The field is filling in. It's looking greener. The big clock of the seasons is spinning. Won't be long when the idea of going out with a jacket on at all will be become quite laughable, let alone a sweater. Little crabapple trees have blossomed. Tick-tock. Gotta mow the lawn. I've been watering it for a week now, and it shows as it's all greening up quite nicely, actually. And, as it is wont to do when properly watered, growing. More time. Pushing the mower. Actually, that time sounds like time well spent right now. Tick-tock. How long does it take to mow the yard? How do I measure the moments of mowing? Step at a time. Tick-tock. Anyway, one more cycle, one more time around. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. I'll talk to you then.